Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the final verse of the Psalms, 150 Psalms. This is the final verse and quite apt, really, to sum everything up. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. And then there's a gap. And then it says, praise the Lord. And that's what we should do for everything, in good times and in bad times. Praise the Lord. When we know him and we know that he is with us, then we should always praise the Lord. He has given us life. Without God, there is no life. He chose to make everything that we see. He chose to make us as the pinnacle of his creation. We are made in God's image. How special is that, just for a starter? And why do we not just take this verse and just do it every day? Praise the Lord. Everything that breathes, though. Everything that breathes, he says, that's every animal. Everything that breathes, praise the Lord, because we are made by God. We are here because of God. And because of God's plans, we now have a way back to knowing him and dwelling with him in heaven forever. And there's nothing else we could do but praise the Lord. We have turned away as a human race. We have gone our own way. We get it wrong. We sin. We don't live our lives the way that God wants us to. But when we come to know Jesus and give our lives over to him, we start to understand everything more intimately. We start to see more things, because now we see it through Christian eyes, and why we are here, our purpose, and where we are going. So everything that breathes, of course, should praise the Lord. But we who have our voices can do that, and we should do that every day. We should sing God's praises, and we should thank him. And in doing that, people might think, well, why are you praising the Lord every day? People who don't know Jesus. And it's because of all that he's given us. We're not here by chance. We're not just, it's just a random luck that we are here. We are created by a God who knows us. He loves us, and he wants us to be with him forever. How can we not praise him? And for other Christians as well, it is such an encouragement that they see us praising and they're like, you know what, I want to do that as well. How do I get to that place? And we can help them, we can mentor them to also join us in praise. And you know, this can be done by yourself, or it can be done corporately. That's what we do on a Sunday. We come together at church, don't we? And we sing God's praises. But imagine doing that just in the week, or meeting up with fellow Christians and say, hey, before we start our coffee, should we just praise the Lord? Should we give him thanks for everything that he has done for us? With everything that breathes, let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you. You have given us life. You have made us in your image. We thank you and we praise you. Amen.